The Sacrifice of the Mass by M. Gavin, S.J. Chapter the Fourth. The Vestments at Mass. The liturgical vestments of the Christian ministry are merely the costume worn by civilians of the Roman Empire in the 5th and 6th centuries. In the days of Pope Celestine, 423 to 432, there was at Rome no liturgical costume distinct from that of a lay civilian. Ordo Romanus Primus, with introduction and notes by E. G. Cuthbert F. Achley, page 26. Mr. Achley goes on to quote a letter to the bishops of the provinces of Vienne and Narbonne, in which Pope Celestine condemns any departure in liturgical dress from the ordinary costume. Vestments are always blessed by the bishop or priest before being worn at the altar. The vestments worn during Mass are the amice, alb, girdle, maniple, stole, and chasuble. The amice was originally a covering for the head and shoulders. It now consists of one oblong piece of linen with two strings and with a cross in the center. Members of many religious orders wear the amice over the hood while they advance to the altar for Mass, and in beginning the Mass, let down the amice on the shoulders. The amice is their beretta or priest's cap, which is taken off at the beginning of Mass. A beretta is a square cap with three or sometimes four corners. The four-cornered beretta belongs to doctors of divinity. At Rome, says Benedict XIV, and in most churches, the beretta was unknown as late as the 9th century. Its ecclesiastical use began when priests gave up the ancient custom of covering their heads with the amice until the actual beginning of the Mass. Catholic Dictionary, page 86. As the priest puts on the amice, he repeats the words, Impone, Domine, capiti meo galeam salutis, ad expugnandos diabolicos incursus. Place, O Lord, on my head the helmet of salvation, that so I may resist all the assaults of the devil. After the amice comes the alb, which was undoubtedly some kind of tunic or inner garment reaching to the ground. Formerly, clerks in minor orders wore a shorter alb. From this rose the surplice, now worn by the priest, and the rochet by the bishop. The priest says, De alba meo domine, et munda cor meum, ut in sanguine agni de albatus gaudiis perfruar sempiternis. Make me white, O Lord, and cleanse my heart, that being made white in the blood of the Lamb, I may deserve eternal reward. The whiteness of the alb signifies the purity of conscience which should belong to a priest. The girdle is required to fasten the alb and to prevent it from trailing along the ground. It also signifies chastity. Precinge me, Domine, cingulo puritatis, et extingue in lumbis meis humorem libidinis, ut maneat in me virtus continentiae et castitatis. Gird me, O Lord, with the girdle of purity, and quench in my reins the fire of concupiscence, that the virtue of continence and chastity may abide in me. Next, the maniple. Originally it served the purpose of a cloth or handkerchief, but since the 9th century it has become one of the priest's vestments. It is of the same color as the chasuble and stole. The priest says, while he places the maniple on his left arm, Meriar, Domine, portare manipulum fletus et doloris, ut cum exultatione recipiam mercedem laboris. May I deserve, O Lord, to bear the maniple of tears and sorrow, that with joy I may receive the reward of my labor. The stole is really an abridgment of the orarium. Round the neck was placed an oblong piece of linen called the orarium, which was by women spread in time of prayer over the head and shoulders, falling round the body like a veil. The orarium, worn by ecclesiastics, was bordered with streaks of purple, and when in course of time its dimensions were contracted, these ornaments were retained as marks of honor, while the plain linen portions were cut away, so that it was reduced to a band which surrounded the neck and fell down below the knees on both sides of the body. Rock, Chirurgia, Volume 2, page 223. The stole is worn differently by the deacon, priest, and bishop at Mass. The deacon wears it from the left shoulder under the right, where it is tied. The priest, in the form of a cross across the breast, there it is fixed by the bishop at ordination. And as the bishop has the cross on his breast, the stole drops down at either side in the same way as the priest wears it while preaching. Taking the stole, the priest says, Rede mihi, Domine, stolam immortalitatis, quam perdidi in prevaricatione primi parentis, et quam vis indignus accedo ad tuum sacrum mysterium, merear tamen gaudium sempiternum. Restore me, O Lord, the stole of immortality, which I lost in the transgressions of our first parent. And, although unworthy to approach thy sacred mysteries, may I deserve to inherit eternal joys. The chasuble is the chief vestment worn by the priest at Mass. Originally, its shape was very different from that in use now. It completely covered the body. The only aperture was at the top for the head. In the 11th century, the shape was altered, and the sides were opened. It then took the form of a Gothic chasuble. This shape was preserved until the 16th century. At that time, the chasuble was further cut away until it reached its present shape. They're talking about the fiddle bag. On the face of the Roman chasuble, we have the cross. On the back, the column. Though sometimes in the Roman vestment, there is a cross also on the back. Originally, there can be no doubt the chasuble was the garment worn over other clothes, and corresponding to what we call an overcoat. The Romans wore a large outer garment on military service called the penula, or mantle. In the first half of the 6th century, we find the first traces of the penula as an ecclesiastical garment. Did it at once become distinctive of the priesthood? The question admits of no certain answer. Catholic Dictionary, page 162. The priest, while putting on the chasuble, says, Domine qui dixisti jugum meum suave est, et onius meum leve, facut istud portare sic valeam, quod consequar tuam gratiam. O Lord, who hast said, My yoke is sweet and my burden light, grant me so to bear thy yoke, that I may obtain thy grace. Footnote 1. As there is no necessary connection between the various prayers just quoted and the vestments, no attempt has designedly been made to explain the meaning of these prayers. The veil covers the chalice. The burse holds the corporal, and is in shape like a square envelope. The corporal, so called from corpus, a body, because on it rests the body of the Lord after the consecration, is a square piece of linen with a cross in the center. The pall is a linen covering on the top of the chalice, to prevent dust or flies from falling into the precious blood. Originally, the corporal was larger than at present, and acted as a pall, being folded back over the chalice. The purificator is an oblong piece of linen cloth stretched over the mouth of the chalice, and it is used to wipe the mouth, the chalice, and the paten. Nowadays, just the chalice and the paten. Corporal and pall are blessed. The purificator need not be blessed. The chalice is the cup used in Mass for the wine which is to be consecrated. The rubrics of the Missal require that it should be of gold or silver, or at least have a silver cup gilt inside. The chalice is consecrated by the bishop, who anoints the interior of the cup with chrism, using at the same time the prayers prescribed by the ritual. The paten is a plate used from the earliest times to receive the host consecrated at Mass. The side on which the host rests must be gilt. The paten is also consecrated by the bishop. The colors of the vestments. The following directions for the colors of vestments at Mass are translated from the general rubrics, Rubricae Generales, found at the beginning of the Roman Missal. Ratisbon, 1902, page 20. 1. The ornaments, paramenta, of the altar, and the vestments of the celebrant and ministers, should be of the color agreeing with, convenientis, the office and Mass of the day, according to the custom of the Roman Church, which uses five colors, white, red, green, purple, and black. 2. White is used from the Vespers of the Vigil of the Nativity until the octave of the Epiphany, both days included, except on feasts of martyrs which occur within the octave. On the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus, on Maundy Thursday, on Holy Saturday at the celebration of Mass, and from that day in the office of the season till noon on Saturday, the Vigil of Pentecost, except at the Mass when litanies are sung, and at the Mass on Rogation Days, on the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, on the Feast of Our Lord's Transfiguration, on Feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary, except at the blessing of candles and the procession which takes place on the Feast of the Purification, on Feasts of the Angels, on the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, on the principal feast of St. John the Evangelist, which is celebrated within the octave of the Nativity, on both the feasts of St. Peter's Chair, on the Feast of St. Peter's Chains, on the conversion of St. Paul, on the Feast of All Saints, on feasts of confessors, whether bishops or not, and on the feasts of doctors, on feasts of holy virgins not martyrs, and on feasts of holy women neither virgins nor martyrs, on the dedication and consecration of a church or altar, at the consecration of the Pope, on the anniversary of the creation and coronation of the same, and of the election and consecration of a bishop. White is also used during the octaves of the above-named feasts, which have octaves, when the Mass of the octave is said, and on Sundays occurring within the octave, when on them is said the Mass of the Sunday, except on those Sundays to which purple is assigned. White is also used at votive masses of the above-named feasts, at whatever time they are said, and at the Mass for bridegroom and bride. 3. Red is used from the Vigil of Pentecost at Mass till the end of Nones, and Mass on the following Saturday, on the feasts of the Holy Cross and of the Most Precious Blood of our Lord, on the feast of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, on the feast of the holy apostles Peter and Paul, and on the feasts of the other apostles, except on the principal feast of St. John the Evangelist after the Nativity of our Lord. On the feasts of the conversion of St. Paul, St. Peter's Chair, and St. Peter's Chains. Also, on the feast of St. John before the Latin Gate, on the feast of the commemoration of St. Paul the Apostle, on the feasts of martyrs, except on the feast of the Holy Innocents, when it falls on a weekday. Should this feast fall on a Sunday, red is used, but on the octave, red is always used on whatever day it occurs. On feasts of holy virgins, martyrs, and of holy women, martyrs and not virgins. Also, during the octaves of the above-named feasts, which have octaves, when the office is of the octave, and on the Sundays falling within those octaves, as has been said before for white. Also, in votive masses of the above-named feasts, and in the Mass for the election of a pope. 4. Green is used from the octave of the Epiphany at first to Septuagesima, and from the octave of Pentecost to Advent, the latter excluded, whenever the office is of the season. But the following are accepted: Trinity Sunday, as ordered above, Sundays falling within octaves when the color of the octaves is retained, and Vigils and Ember Days, as hereafter prescribed. 5. Purple is used from the first Sunday of Advent at First Vespers until Mass on the Vigil of the Nativity, inclusive, and from Septuagesima Sunday till before Mass on Holy Saturday, whenever the office is of the season. The following are accepted: Maundy Thursday, when white is used, Good Friday, when black is used, as hereafter prescribed, at the blessing of the candle on Holy Saturday, when the deacon and the deacon alone, while saying the preface thereof, wears white. Having finished the preface, he wears purple as before. Purple is also used on the Vigil of Pentecost before Mass, from the first prophecy to the blessing of the font, inclusively. On Ember Days and Vigils on which there is a fast, except the Vigil and Ember Days of Pentecost. At the Mass of the Litanies on the Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, and the Rogation Days, and at the processions which take place on these days. On the Feast of the Holy Innocents, when it does not fall on a Sunday. At the Blessing of Candles on the Feast of the Purification of Our Blessed Lady. And at the blessing of ashes and of palms, and on Palm Sunday itself. In the processions of these days, and generally in all processions except processions of the Most Holy Sacrament, and those which take place on the greater feasts, or in Thanksgiving. Also in Masses of the Passion of our Lord, in Masses for any necessity, for sins, for the grace of a happy death, for the destruction of schism, against pagans, in time of war, for peace, against pestilence, for travelers, and for the sick. 6. Black is used on Good Friday, and in all the offices and masses of the dead. Questions on Chapter 4. Give the names of the vestments worn by the priest at Mass. 2. In what does the present use of the amice differ from its original purpose? 3. Distinguish between the alb, surplice, and rochet. 4. What is the maniple and the stole? How is the stole worn by bishop, priest, and deacon? 5. Give the origin of the chasuble. 6. What is the burse, corporal, purificator, paten, chalice? 7. Of what colors are the vestments used by the church at Mass? End of chapter 4.